certain things just seem to go together, like the movies and popcorn, baseball and hot dogs, birds and beer. In southern Maine, tours are being offered that combine the joys of birding with the tastes of Maine beer. Caroline Losneck went on along for the ride.
I'm one of 14 people rambling down the highway in a green bus. For 6 hours and $65, we're going to be treated to Maine's top avian hotspots and breweries. The seemingly disparate bird-beer combo tour is called Birds on Tap.
We're going to go birding now.
Tour leader Derek Lovich is a bird expert who leads tours around the world and has published birding books. He tells the group the whole point is to take the pressure out of bird watching and beer tasting. It's a foggy morning, and our first stop is Kennebunk Plains, a large grassland that was once dominated by wildfires that is protected by the Nature Conservancy and other agencies. Kathleen Harger of Reedfield is here with her friend Connie Hubley of Winthrop, Maine.
We have known each other for years and didn't realize we were both birders, and so we're nerdy birders, we call ourselves.
Harger says she appreciates the relaxed feeling.
You don't feel like you got to know everything, that you have to be some top-notch birder. You're being a novice, I feel comfortable.
Harger is hoping to catch a glimpse of a prairie warbler, a bright yellow and black bird that spends its winters in Florida and the West Indies.
Their migration is neat. They come from far away, and they're just this little compact bird that they have brilliant song, and they're so diverse.
So good looking vesture sparrow right out in the open now, middle of the dirt road. They have a pretty bold eye with a white eye ring. Just sang. It has a series of introductory notes and then sort of a bubbling warble. One sang behind us was a vesper.
As Lovich points out a range of species, prairie warblers, field sparrows, brown thrashers, and an upland sandpiper, members of the group pull out their binoculars to get a better look.
Ladies, if you think you're being whistled at, don't turn around and slug someone next to you. Make sure it's not a sandpiper first.
Lovich calls to the birds, trying to coax them out along the way. But because of dense fog and a breeze today, he says bird activity is a little less than usual. And after about 3 hours, a rain sets in. But no one in the group seems to mind. They're already on the bus and geared up for the other half of the tour.
Welcome to Funky Bow Brewery and Beer Company.
Don Littlefield, general manager of the Maine Brew Bus, manages the beer part of the tour. We learn that the Funky Bow Brewery and Beer Company is the only brewery in Lyman, Maine, and, according to co-founder Paul Lorraine, the only place on TripAdvisor in the whole town of Lyman. After sampling beer and a tour of the operation, we head to the final stop, Biddeford's Banded Horn Brewing Company.
This is our grain. This is usually filled with grain, big pallets of grain. You can see one.
Brewer Bob Bartholomew gives a tour and hands out samples of a two-row malted barley, chocolate malted barley, and spruce tips, which Banded Horn uses in a spruce tip pale ale. Don Littlefield of Maine Brew Bus says the Birds on Tap tours are a way to showcase what Maine is all about.
I've learned that birding attracts all kinds of species of humans from all walks of life, and different age demographics and different interests of their own. They're drawn to birding.
The tours have become so popular that Littlefield says they've had to offer more of them. Kathy Asquith of Old Orchard Beach says that she and her husband were already into beers, but had never been birding before today.
We just thought this was the best combination. Something that we weren't familiar with combined with something that we're really enjoying. And it was just a delight to have these two people be our guides on this. It was charming.
Sometimes it's just about getting out and trying something new. And like others on the tour, Kathy Asquith says she's likely to develop more of a taste for birding now, although maybe not to the degree she has for beer. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Losneck.